what do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say that the car skidded on ice and went what across the highway?
Out of control.
Okay, have you ever heard Annie Goblin or This Way or That Away or Cattywampus? Okay. What do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in?
Haunted.
What do you call those spirits?
Ghost.
What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
Wait a minute. Black cat crossed my trail. Just say bad luck.
Have you ever heard jinx or hoodoo or voodoo?
Oh, yes.
Which of those?
Jinx and hoodoo. I've heard both.
What do people call a person that brings bad luck?
They call them conjure.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Illegitimate.
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Undertaker.
What do you call the box or case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Casket.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water smaller than a river?
Flowing well.
Okay, what do you call one that's a little bit smaller?
Artesian.
Okay, might you call it a brook or a creek or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast?
Marsh.
What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Suspenders.
What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham? What kind of
gravy?
Yeah, but do you... has a name that you make with ham and put it on grits?
Ham gravy.
Okay, have you ever heard it called red eye gravy?
Red eye gravy is right.
What do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Pinewood rooter.
What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Ground edge.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
What do you call cheap whiskey?
Moonshine.
Have you ever heard it called kill 'em quick or
kill 'em quick?
Bust head.
Yeah.
Or pop skull.
Pop skull. Either one.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with? You might say he has lots of what?
Lots of toys.
Okay. Okay, the next section deals with word patterns. You know that some words change to show a change in time. For instance, I would say, right now I see you, but yesterday I saw you. Like that. So the word changes from see to saw. Or I could say, we go to church every Sunday, but we went last Sunday. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you some questions, and I'll say the first form, and then you say the second. Okay, we'll see if then I can give you an example. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been what yet?
Bought.
And I might answer, yes, I bought them bought. Yesterday.
You bought them yesterday.
Okay, see like that. All these. Okay, if we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been what already?
Washed.
Okay, but we're talking about eating them. So you use the form of the word eat. You say eat somehow.
Have you ate yours yet?
Okay, and I might answer yes. Yesterday I what them?
You ate one.
Okay. If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me,